Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Thursday, decreasing clouds around 50. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, isolated chances of rain and snow showers will drop down to around 20. For Saturday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, high of 30. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. Good Thursday. A Plainville man has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of his wife. Yesterday, a Rooks County jury found Alfonso Eduardo Garcia of Plainville guilty of one count of first-degree premeditated murder in connection with the March 2018 death of his wife. KSN-TV reports that District Judge Blake Biddle scheduled sentencing for the 37-year-old Plainville man for the 17th of January. Kansas farmers and ranchers who are stressed over finances or emotional issues have a new place to turn for help. The Kansas Department of Agriculture, along with several other partners, is now providing a website that offers farmers, ranchers, and their families resources and support. The department announced the website kansasagstress.org this week. The site comes at a time when the suicide rate for farmers and ranchers is climbing across the nation. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Egg Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Egg Ford?
Rusty Egg Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Egg Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Egg, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Egg Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
The Kansas State Fair Board gave its approval to allow the Hutchinson Fire Department to move ahead with plans for a new fire station on the fairgrounds. Originally, the fire department wanted to expand its current station at 20th and Main and had asked the fair for some land adjacent to the building. When discussion of building a hotel on the fairgrounds surfaced, those plans changed. The Hutch Post reports now plans are to build the station at the corner of 23rd and Main. Fire Chief Stephen Beer was at the meeting to discuss plans for the new fire station and noted that the station is the busiest in the city. Last year, firefighters from that station made more than 30 calls to the fairgrounds during fair time. So, KTV meteorologist Frank Waugh, a tough forecast to call?
It's interesting as we get into the weekend. 56 tomorrow, then the possibility of a little rain, snow mix Saturday. Potential for accumulating snow Sunday into Mondays, and then drying out. High Sunday, Monday, right around freezing.
I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Ho, 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 ho. Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Present!
Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Two former University of Nebraska football players accused in connection with the sexual assault of a 19-year-old fellow student are set to be released from jail after a judge allowed them to post bond, and attorneys for both men say they intend to fight the allegations. 19-year-old Katerian Legrone and 20-year-old Andre Hunt appeared in court yesterday, one day after police arrested them at their Lincoln apartment. Prosecutors haven't formally charged either man in the August 25th incident, and we're still reviewing a university-led Title IX investigation which concluded that Legrone and Hunt had violated the university's sexual misconduct policy. Fire destroyed a historic church near the central Nebraska city of Shelton. The fire at the Zion Lutheran Church was reported just after 7 o'clock yesterday morning. The cause of that fire has not yet been determined. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Chamber of Commerce and Main Street organizations hosted an informational meeting Wednesday to outline a proposed merger of the two groups. Ashley Kroc, president of Main Street, highlighted potential benefits.
We hope to be able to be more efficient, to offer our businesses some better results, because we do have two boards and two organizations kind of working towards the same goal right now. And so we hope that by consolidating into one organization, we can reduce the number of things that are being duplicated and allow us to take on some new projects that we currently don't have the time or energy for, and to better serve our businesses and the community in that way.
Ballots were mailed to members this past week, and a majority vote in favor will be needed to move forward. Patty Hawley, Chamber of Commerce President.
The bylaws of the Chamber require that any amendment to the organization require a ballot vote. So we sent out a letter about the informational meeting that was held. We also included in that a ballot for our members to vote, and those ballots can be turned in either at the Chamber office in person or by mail, or our annual meeting is January 11th, and that will be the final date to vote.
Main Street members will also have a chance to vote. If approved by both groups, the merger would take effect in January, and a combined board of directors and direction would be established. All current services and programs would continue to be offered, including a partnership with Marshall County Tourism for operation of the Visitor Center at the Chamber office in Marysville. An expanded conversation with Ashley Kroc and Patty Hawley will be featured on our KNDY Public Affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10. Marysville Chamber of Commerce annual banquet is planned Saturday, January 11th at the Arts Center. Nominations are now open for annual recognition awards, with tickets for the event on sale through January 3rd. The Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, December 13th for all age groups. If you don't have a current application on file, please bring proof of income with you. Beatty, Blue Rapids, Bremen, Herkimer, Home City, Marysville, Oquito, and Waterville residents pick up commodities at the Helvering Center in Marysville Friday from 9 to noon. Distribution at the Vermilion American Legion Friday from 10 to 11. For information, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging at 562-5522. Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is Saturday with the Fireman's Breakfast, 7 to 11 a.m. Businesses will feature open houses with carriage rides throughout the town. A Christmas bazaar runs 8 to 4:30 at the Blue Rapids Gym. The library will host a silent auction and craft sale from 9 to 1. Blue Rapids Police will host an open house Saturday, 9 to 11. Santa will be there to greet kids, with drawings for the kids for gifts and candy canes for everyone. Little ballerinas will be featured at the hardware store from 3 until 5. Santa arrives at the community center in Blue Rapids Saturday at 4, with a community soup dinner from 4:30 till 7. A beard contest at 5, the annual lighted horse-drawn parade in the square begins at 6. All horse-drawn entries are welcome. For details, contact Bob Lindquist. The annual Light Up Marysville contest is underway, with maps for participating homes and businesses available at the Chamber Visitor Center, Marysville City Hall, and local businesses. Voting for the People's Choice is open until Christmas. Santa will greet youngsters Sunday afternoons 1 to 3 and Thursday evenings 5 to 7 at his house on the Kister Block behind Reflections Hallmark. This Saturday, it's the annual Free Christmas Movie Day at the Astro Theaters in Marysville, sponsored by Landall Corporation. Two showings at 1 and 3:30 for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Frozen 2, and White Christmas. For details, go online to visit MarysvilleKS.org. Marcine E. Hattisall, age 88, of Olean, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Marcine Hattisall. Martha J. Nicholson, age 83, of Oquito, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Oquito Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary Marysville in charge of arrangements for Martha Nicholson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, roast beef, mashed potatoes, carrots, whole wheat bread, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, chicken salad on whole wheat bread, vegetable soup, celery and carrots, and blueberry crisp. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Girls Basketball will host Wamego. High school wrestlers in a duel at Wamego this evening. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Are you hungry and a little old burger just won't do?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Are you hungry and don't have a lot of time to wait? Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Get in and get out and get a great meal with all the fixings. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a couple of small low-pressure systems that'll be moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. One today and another one as we head into tomorrow. In our area, just maybe a few clouds here and there. We have another system a little bit stronger that will move across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing possible snow accumulations as we head into Sunday night, continuing into Monday. Otherwise, mild temperatures, but then cooler as we head towards the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, decreasing clouds around 50. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, upper 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of snow at 20. As we head into Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, cooler temperatures, lower 30s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers. And that's a look at your local forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-December 41, record high in the state 58 in 1990. The average low 21 and the record low is 5 below 0 in 2000. Sunset this evening at 5:02, sunrise in the morning at 7:38. A south wind at 5-10 miles an hour, ushering in more moderate temperatures with 41 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of December. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Merry Christmas from CJ Express. Get fueled up and stocked up for the holidays. The lunch special for December in Marysville is a baked potato with all the toppings, and CJ West is baking up the Blazin' Barbecue Pizza again. You can even do some Christmas shopping in any of our stores. T-shirts, plush dinos, travel mugs, and gift cards all make fantastic gifts. Safe travels from CJ Express.
Rendon heads west, Kauai heads home, and Harden hammers Cleveland. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. The Los Angeles Angels landed third baseman Anthony Rendon. ESPN reports the deal is worth 7 years, $245 million. Here's ESPN's Jeff Passan.
The Los Angeles Angels knew they needed to make a big move. Anthony Rendon now joins Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani in a lineup that hopes to contend in the American League West.
The Angels made just one postseason appearance in the past decade. Kauai left. Leonard received a warm welcome home in Toronto. On ESPN, Leonard picked up his championship ring and the Clippers ripped the Raptors 112-92. And the Rockets watched the Cavaliers drop 24 straight points in the second half, but James Harden bailed him out.
Capella with four, with three, out to the Beard. How about a floater to the lane? Got it!
On KBME, Harden scored 55 points and Houston held off Cleveland 116-110. With Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a right quad issue, Milwaukee struggled to win their 16th consecutive game, but Eric Bledsoe scored 29 in a 127-112 Bucks victory over the Pelicans. LeBron James posted a triple-double to lead the Lakers 96-87 over the Magic.
To LeBron, deep three-pointer. Could it be a dagger?
On KSPN, the Lakers have won 13 of the last 14 games. To college hoops, the Illini's Kofi Coburn came up big as unranked Illinois knocked off number 5 Michigan 71-62. NHL, the Canadiens beat the Senators 3-2 in overtime, courtesy of Ben Chiarot.
Domi up the right side. Max Domi right circle. Chiarot scores!
On TSN 690, the Capitals got two goals from TJ Oshie in a 3-2 win over the Bruins. To golf, a slow start for the U.S. team at the President's Cup in Australia. Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas were the only Americans to win their match in the opening round yesterday, giving the international team a 4-1 lead heading into this evening's second round. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, we'll recap on how Wednesday finished as corn futures were down 4.75 to 6.25 cents. Soybeans ended the midweek session lower and the wheat market closed mostly lower. Cotton finished higher. Live cattle futures posted gains as much as 90 cents at the close. Feeder cattle futures gained triple digits on the day. Wholesale box beef prices were again lower, tightening the Choice Select spread, which was at $14.93. Choice boxes were lower by $2.63 yesterday afternoon, while select boxes dropped by only 163. Wednesday, lean hogs finished mixed. We're seeing mostly mixed numbers through the overnight round of trading as we'll dive through the grains. December corn currently up half a cent at 358 and a quarter and up a penny for March at 372 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat slightly higher for December at 415 and a half and up 0.75 cents for March at 431 and a half. Soybeans start this morning slightly lower as January beans currently down 3.25 cents at 890 and a quarter and down 3 for March at 905 a bushel. The meal is slightly lower as well. December at 293.30 and down 20 for January at 294.80. However, soybean oil slightly higher this morning. December at 31.23. They gained 10 points for January at 31.54. Mix through the cotton complex as we start this Thursday. March is up 4 points at 65.92 and similar mixed gains into next year. January crude oil is up 24 at 59 even. February up 23 at 58.88 and similar gains through the rest of the energy complexes. Unleaded gas is up half a cent at 163 a gallon. Heating oil is now up a penny at 194, and natural gas for the month of January up 3 at 227. Gold and silver trading slightly higher as December gold at 1469.40. That's up 410 an ounce, and silver up a dime at 1684. The dollar index starting this Thursday up 10 points at 97.15. With your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. farmers won't see a North American trade deal under the Christmas tree this year, despite the week's deal to move the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement forward. The House of Representatives, which must act first, plans to vote by the end of next week and sending the deal over to the Senate. But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters yesterday the Senate will not be able to consider the agreement until after Christmas, pushing Senate action on USMCA into 2020. McConnell citing a full slate of issues to consider, including spending bills, judicial appointments, and the pending impeachment trial. The January Senate calendar is blank, leaving room for a month of impeachment proceedings in the Senate. While Democrats were blamed for stalling the agreement, they flipped the coin to blaming Senate Republicans for causing further delays. McConnell claims House Democrats waited too long before advancing the agreement to allow for the trade to become law this year, but McConnell's intentions could push a Senate vote in February. Lawmakers in the Senate yesterday introduced the Real Meat Act. It's a bill seeking to end deceptive labeling practices for alternative protein products. Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer introduced the bill. She says it would clarify the definition of beef for labeling purposes, eliminate consumer confusion resulting from misbranding, and ensure that the federal government can enforce the law. She said beef is derived from cattle, period. She adds the legislation will stop so-called fake meat companies from misleading consumers about the nutritional merits and ingredient composition of the product. in CBA applauding the introduction of the legislation, saying that the bill will allow cattle producers to compete on a level playing field. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. And, of course, important to agriculture is fertilizer. We'll talk about where it comes from after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Isn't it interesting that most of the fertilizer we put on our ground to grow our crops comes out of the ground? My friend and colleague Orion Samuelson spoke to an official with the Mosaic Company about the big fertilizer production business that Mosaic has.
Sherry Cook is technical sales manager for Mosaic Company. People often ask, what is there in Canada that is so important to agriculture? So tell us what your products do.
So one of our products in Canada that we produce several, and primarily potash comes out of Canada. And so we have a couple different products there that we work with. One of them is Pegasus, which 3,000 feet below ground, we produce a red potash, and it's a 0.062% potassium. And then we also produce white potash, which is right outside of Regina. And that's a solution mine, we call it. So we find these huge underwater lakes, and we inject a solution in that, and the potassium rises. And so we pump that out, and that becomes a white potash. So, and then we also have a performance product that we work with that we produce at Esterhazy as well, and that's called Aspire. And that's a unique product in the sense that it's a compressed product with micronutrient boron. And so it's a potash plus boron in every single crystal that goes out into the field.
So do we have other parts of the world where we produce potash and the fertilizers that we use?
We do. So we focus on potash, Mosaic does, and phosphates. Mm-hmm. And so our potash mines are in Canada. We have one in New Mexico. And then our phosphate mines are in Florida. And we also have different joint ventures and different agreements in other countries, in Saudi Arabia and Brazil and other areas, so that we can ensure in the future that we can still provide products for our customers.
Are you in the transportation business also?
I am not, thankfully. I do more of the sales side of things, mm-hmm. but you're right. It gets to be challenging. And a lot of my market, and I work in the northern tier of the Corn Belt, mm-hmm. along the Canadian border, and a lot of it's run by rail. We do a lot of barge work up and down the Mississippi River. And so a lot of customers that I work with are set up with large facilities that will hold 20 to 30 to 40,000 ton of product, of fertilizer. And so we can ship them then 100-car train, 105-car train at a time. So that helps because then they have the product. But always a logistic challenge trying to get it in time and have it in place when needed.
Sherry Cook of the Mosaic Company. Back after this.
Few things compare to a fan's dedication to the home team. The same can be said about Channel and the farmers they serve. You see, unlike other seed companies, they don't have salesmen. With Channel, you get the advantage of a dedicated Channel seedsman, a trusted year-round advisor who can provide the right recommendation for your field. Customized service, expert advice, elite seed products. Contact your local seedsman, Midwest Seed Farms, at 785-325-2125 by December 13th to maximize your discounts.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a dairy influence sale today beginning at 10:30. 20 Holstein steers and heifers weighing in at 4 to 5, 7 Holstein steers 4 and a quarter to 450, 9 at 5 to 6, 3 weighing in at 5 to 6, 5 Holstein steers 675 to 7 and a quarter, 9 weighing 775 to 8, 10 Holstein steers 8.5 to 9, and 9 weighing in at 875 to 9. 6 black and red heifers weigh 450 to 6, 30 black and red steers and heifers 475 to 6, 17 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 54 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 650, 12 black steers 5.5 to 650, 9 black bulls and heifers weighing 6 to 6.25. 40 black steers and heifers weighing 575 to 7, 50 weighing at 6 to 650, 20 black steers and heifers 6 to 7, with another 34 in that same weight range, 35 black steers 6 to 7, 16 black steers and heifers 6 to 750, 9 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, 6 black and white face steers 625 to 650, 25 black and red steers and heifers 6 and a quarter to 7, 73 black steers and heifers 625 to 775, 8 weighing in at 650 to 750, 50 black steers 650 to 750, 105 black and red steers and heifers 650 to 775, 10 black steers and heifers 675 to 775, and 20 black steers weigh 750 to 8. Again, it's Dairy Influence sale today beginning at 10:30 at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY. 41 this morning in Marysville. That's been our high the last day or so, or above our high. South winds increasing this morning and in at 5-2 around 10 miles an hour. Highs approach 50 today and again Friday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Xavier Sneed scored 20 points. Antonio and DeJuan Gordon had 13 apiece. And Cartier Diera dished out a career-high 10 assists. As Kansas State defeated Alabama State last night 86-41. It was the most assists in a game by a Wildcat since Marcus Foster in 2014. Up next, the Wildcats will take on Mississippi State in New Jersey on Saturday. From the sprained ankle in the season opener against Jacksonville to the dislocated kneecap against Denver that caused him to miss a couple of games to the bruised and battered hand that caused him all kinds of problems in New England, second-year starter and reigning league MVP Patrick Mahomes has managed to deal with all of the pain that comes with playing the position. Now the Chiefs need to figure out a way to prevent Mahomes from taking so much abuse beginning Sunday against the Broncos. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville wrestlers face Wilmego in a duel tonight. Marysville basketball teams open league play with Clay Setter, hosting the Tigers Friday. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Coach's Corner airs each evening following sports at around 5:20 on KNDY.
In old Europe, it was simply the moon before Yule. We will look at many monikers of December's full moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 12th, the 346th day of the year. Frank Sinatra was born on this day in 1915, and in 1917, Father Edward Flanagan opened Boys Town just outside of Omaha. The full moon you'll see rising shortly after sunset tonight was dubbed, for obvious reasons, the full cold moon by Native American cultures. It's also been called the long night's moon, not only because of the long interval between sunset and sunrise, but because its high trajectory keeps it above the horizon for a longer period. For the Hopi tribe in Arizona, it was the Sparrow Hawk Moon, and the name given by indigenous people of New Zealand leaves no doubt about the season down under. Their name meant birds are now sitting in their nests. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon's phases at almanac.com.
KNDY.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ. Christ our Savior was born this Christmas day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.